Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to our service today, which marks Leprosy Sunday. And we're delighted today to be joined by our friends from the Leprosy Mission Northern Ireland, who will be taking part in our service today. Just wanted to mention a few notices for the week that is to come. Our Alpha course continues on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, and our prayer meeting will take place this Thursday at 7 o'clock. This is the time of year as well when we open our annual register for vestry persons. So if you're not registered in any other church and you'd like to become a registered member here, all the details are on the parish website, in the church magazine, or on the church Facebook page with who you need to contact if you'd like to register as a member. Our service next Sunday will be a service of Holy Communion. And as we gather together today, our opening hymn is the hymn, He Who Would Valiant Be. Our service today is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together today to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear His holy word proclaimed, to bring before Him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of His Spirit we may serve Him and know the greatness of His love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against You and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our psalm appointed for today is a psalm that speaks of the importance of trusting in the Lord in all the different circumstances of our lives. And we're going to say Psalm 146 together. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. As long as I have any being, I will sing praises to my God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any human power, for there is no help in them. When their breath goes forth, they return to the earth. On that day, all their thoughts perish. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps his promise forever, who gives justice to those that suffer wrong and bread to those who hunger. The Lord looses those that are bound. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger in the land. He upholds the orphan and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia. Our second hymn is a prayer, really, for healing in our lives. As we hear, we cannot measure how you heal.
Thank you.
Our Bible reading today is from the Gospel according to St. Mark in the 5th chapter, beginning at the 25th verse. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Here ends our Bible reading. And we respond to our Bible reading by joining together to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our special collect prayer for today, the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. Creator God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. Shine into the hearts of all your people and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our next hymn today is a hymn called Jésus, Jésus. I'm delighted as we mark World Leprosy Sunday to be able to introduce to you today the Church and Partnership Officer from the Leprosy Mission Northern Ireland, Rebecca Parnell. And here in St Finian's we have quite a historical link with the Leprosy Mission Northern Ireland. Our former youth worker, Peter Hilton, worked with the Leprosy Mission Northern Ireland for a number of years, and each year in our allocations from the church to different agencies that we support, we try to contribute to the work because we believe it is so important. So last December, £1,800 was released from our church funds to the Leprosy Mission for their very important work. There are also missionary boxes available, and if anybody would like to take a box to fill in throughout the year, please let me know. So in our talk today, we're going to hear first of all from Rebecca, who is the Church and Partnership Officer, and then we're going to hear the very powerful story of a man called Nuhu from Nigeria and the impact the work of the Leprosy Mission has had upon his life.
Hello, I am Rebecca Parnell, the Church Partnerships Officer here at the Leprosy Mission in Northern Ireland. I'm sure most of us have heard the expression, try walking a mile in my shoes. However, if I asked you to imagine walking in the shoes of a leprosy-affected person, you may struggle. You may not have even known that leprosy was an issue in our world today. However, our experiences and challenges encountered as a result of COVID-19 may help us relate and understand on some level the challenges faced by leprosy-affected people on a daily basis. Every 2 minutes, someone somewhere in our world is told that they have leprosy. This is approximately 250,000 new cases every single year, with 10% of those cases found in children. This cruel disease damages muscles and nerve endings in the hands, the feet, and the face. It weakens tendons and destroys nerve endings, leaving those affected by leprosy with no ability to feel pain. This results in infections, ulcers, and permanent, irreversible disabilities. Acting much like a thief that comes in the night to steal, kill, and destroy, leprosy robs sufferers of their education, their marriage prospects, their jobs, and their basic human rights. And just like biblical times, it causes social exclusion and people are outcasts. Our new understanding of isolation and lack of freedoms may give us a slight insight into the life of a leprosy-affected person. We have experienced firsthand how a disease can cut us off from our friends, families, and loved ones. And we know the frustration of restrictions and how they can prevent us from doing simple things like going to the shops or meeting up with friends to grab a coffee. Let us use our new understanding and experiences to help those who experience isolation, exclusion, and loneliness on a daily basis. Let us follow in Jesus' example towards those who are outcasted by society and enable steps to change in the life of a leprosy-affected person and enable transformation. Knew who experienced this transformation. His disability as a result of leprosy left him isolated and unable to leave his home. This was until he received a prosthetic limb from the leprosy mission in Nigeria, reinstating his freedom and independence. You can bring about steps to change just like this in so many different ways. You can enable early detection of leprosy so people receive the vital cure and prevent disability. You could provide a prosthetic limb or assistive device to those who have suffered disability to reinstate their independence and freedom. You could enable advocacy campaigns to allow people affected by leprosy to have a voice and speak out against discrimination and stigma. Your support and prayers over the long term could see an end to leprosy transmission by 2035. Inspired by the words of Jesus towards the outcasted and weary woman suffering from bleeding in Mark 5:34, you could allow future generations to go in peace and be freed from their suffering, as leprosy can no longer rob them of their futures. So please support us and partner with us in whatever way you are able. There is nothing too small that you can give. Everything brings us a step closer to change. Jesus cured leprosy in his lifetime, and we are called to end it in ours. Thank you, and God bless.
I want to use this opportunity to welcome you to the Leprosy Mission Nigeria Orthopedic Workshop, situated in Chanchaga, Niger State. This workshop was established in 1998 with the primary objective of providing prosthetic limbs for people affected by leprosy free of charge to those who can't afford it. In my time of working with people affected by leprosy, it is the stories of isolation that impact me the most. Disabled by the disease, many people are unable to leave their homes. They are excluded by society and forgotten even by their families. But here at Chanchaga, we want to see people living with independence and live to the full. A prosthetic limb can provide just that. The Leprosy Mission Nigeria's Orthopedic Workshop has provided thousands of prosthetic devices and other assistive technologies to the people that we serve. One such person is Nuhu. His leprosy went undiagnosed for 12 years, and due to badly infected ulcers, his leg had to be amputated. When his wife heard about his leprosy, she walked out on him and left him alone with their four children. This is what he has to say now.
India Nuhu Ibrahim daga yongoji Allah hauti am be kuturu nangi am bo Allah hauti am ko machine am don be gaddiya yongoji ay be kokki am koyngal be gaddiya daga no inde do dum Chanchaga. I'm going to go to the house. Har yoni har jangu bukam ma dorgo dia gommi na gode har gobe mission na Allah shaka mashu.
A prosthetic limb is life changing for Nuhu and his family. Nuhu told us, when I lost my leg, I will never go out and meet my friends, and became depressed. But now, this will completely change my life for the better. We are reminded in the Bible that Christ came that we might have life in all its fullness. Here at Chanchaga, we want to see people enjoying life in all its fullness, living independently, and playing an active role in their local communities. Sadly, there are many more people with disabilities just like Nuhu who desperately need a prosthetic limb. Please support them however you are able and give them lasting independence and freedom. Thank you and God bless you.
So as we reflect on that powerful story and the work of the Leprosy Mission, let us pray. On this World Leprosy Day, as we hear of Jesus reaching out in compassion to someone on the margins, someone who had lost hope and felt invisible in crowds, we pray today for the Church's ministry to those on the margins of our society today. We pray for churches that offer their buildings to Alcoholics Anonymous for meetings and counseling. We pray for churches involved in food banks and shelters for those who are homeless. We pray for churches involved in running jobs clubs for those who are long-term unemployed and debt counseling services. We pray today for Divine Healing Ministries, who often meet in this building, and the Church's Ministry of Healing across the road, and for those who simply engage in intercession and prayer for the challenges of the world and in people's lives. Lord, may we always treat people with dignity and compassion and walk with them on their journey, and may we together bind up the brokenhearted and heal the wounds people are living with, and do it all in the power and strength of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And a special prayer today from the Leprosy Mission for those with leprosy. Dear Lord, we lay those with leprosy before you and all their needs. We pray for their continued protection against the effects of COVID-19, for their health when they are already so vulnerable, for their finances, as many have been unable to work or have lost their jobs. We pray for those who are in need of basic supplies, such as food and medicine, that they will find help. We also pray for the mental health of those suffering from leprosy, as the pandemic for many has intensified feelings of isolation and loneliness. Please grant your peace to those who feel lonely and rejected, and place the right people in their lives to show your love and comfort. We pray for those affected by leprosy will be able to receive the help they need at this time, where many project activities have been stripped back due to restrictions. We pray that you will make a way. We pray for your provision and intervention in shortages of multi-drug therapy, the vital cure to leprosy across the world. Please protect those who have been unable to receive their medication against advancing leprosy complications. And we pray against a rise in unnecessary and preventable disability. We also pray today for a change in thinking and perception about leprosy. Please soften the hearts of those who fear and outcast those with leprosy, and governments who create laws to discriminate against leprosy-affected people. Break down the stigma in communities that creates feelings of worthlessness and shame for those with leprosy. Empower people with leprosy to speak out for their rights and create opportunities for change. Lord, we thank you today that you know each and every person that suffers from this cruel disease. You know them by name. You know their struggles and suffering. Please help us to show that same love and compassion to those who are outcasted and rejected by their communities. Inspire us to follow your example and to reach out to those suffering in whatever way we are able, and enable steps to change in their lives. Amen. And as we're asked to pray specifically for situations around the world, we want to pray today for the leprosy mission in Ethiopia, who have been experiencing weeks of unrest and fighting between the regional government of Tigray region and the federal government of Ethiopia. We ask for your special protection for those affected by leprosy and for the leprosy mission team in that troubled region. We pray for peace and order to return to the country on the brink of civil war, and for wisdom for government and country leaders. We also pray for all affected by leprosy in Nigeria who are still struggling to receive basic supplies like food and medicine. We pray again for the leprosy mission team that they can respond to the immediate needs of those who need it most. We pray also today for the leprosy mission in India, who are under immense pressure as a result of COVID-19. We pray for your provision where there are shortfalls. And we continue to pray for the safety of staff as the virus has taken team members from them. We pray for their families and loved ones as they grieve, and for the team as they continue to work without their loved and valued colleagues. And finally, we want to pray for those speaking out on behalf of those with leprosy and disabilities, advocating for them to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. We pray that these extremely vulnerable people will not be overlooked when the opportunity arises for vaccination. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And closer to home, we also want to pray for all who continue to serve on the front line against COVID-19. As we pray today for exhausted staff in hospitals, schools, and essential retail, we give thanks for each and every one of them today and all who are maintaining essential infrastructure in our society. We pray for engineers and plumbers and tradespeople, those who continue to serve people in their homes, making essential repairs and installing equipment. We pray for delivery drivers and postmen and women, and the many who are operating from home doing hidden but essential tasks. May they know your strength in their work and your presence in the demands that they face. We ask it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we take a quiet moment now just to pray for those particularly on our hearts today, as we remember especially the family and friends of Tommy Hutchinson, who was laid to rest on Friday past. And Lord, we would ask that you would comfort that family in their great loss. So in the quietness, let us bring those who are particularly on our minds into God's healing presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn today is a hymn that reminds us that we are part of a global family. In Christ there is no east or west.
Yeah.
we bow our heads for God's blessing. May Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for joining us at our service today, and our closing hymn is a hymn that entrusts the week ahead into God's hands. Father, I place into your hands.
To love the ones that you will draw to.